Minute. What up, though? This B giving you the Hip Hop Minute. If you're in the Atlanta area, we got Ghost and Raekwon coming to the Tabernacle September 15th. Also, Talib Kweli and Mos Def Blackstar performing their Blackstar album at the Tabernacle September 28th. So if you're in the Atlanta area, they are touring right now. They will be coming to a city near you. So make sure y'all check out for that.
He already said that first.
Also, man, make sure y'all go cop that Danny Brown XXX come dropping. You check out that Thurs LA Riot LP, just dropped this past Tuesday. Also, J. Cole Any Given Sunday series, that's been dropping. So make sure y'all go cop that preparation for this album. Also, Willie the Kid, the Crazy, he's dropped another, released another mixtape out for y'all to check out. Also, man, make sure you follow the crew. Ken, FIFO, Mike C. Town, myself, get in Dead End Hip Hop Gmail. We're going to respond back to you. We're going to chop it up. Dead End Hip Hop.
Top three albums. We're not doing five. We're going to do top three. FIFO, go. All
right. I'm going to start with number three. For me, it was Kendrick Lamar, Section 80. That was definitely, you know, solid. Solid debut.
You better have a top.
Number two.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
I know, right?
I'm already. Yeah, I am.
That's why I want to go first.
Go ahead.
Number two, Tech N9ne's album. Hot, you know, fire spitter. Little long, but, you know, it's still very, 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 very great album. My number one, Big Crit, Return of Forever. That's my number one. Tech N9ne and Kendrick Lamar was very, very even to me, but.
Yeah, they are.
Very even to me. But what made me push Tech N9ne first was that Tech N9ne had more songs that you could just listen to one song and it'd be hot. Kendrick Lamar, you have to listen to that whole album beginning to end.
You can separate the songs.
You can, but to me, when I listen to that...
With him?
No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, when I listen to Kendrick Lamar, I feel like I have to listen to the whole album.
Why?
Beginning to end. I don't know why. It's just better that way for me.
To my ears, it's just better that way.
No.
It's just better. It's better to my ears that way.
Man, we praised Tech N9ne, no doubt. Great album. Mm-hmm. But man, I feel you. It is a very tough, you know, it's a battle.
Yeah,
damn, man. I think Kendrick Lamar just had a little bit more substance to it than Tech N9ne.
He did, but for me, Tech N9ne was an easier listen.
I enjoyed Tech N9ne's album more than I did.
Okay.
You know, it was just...
No.
Yeah, it was just an easier listen. Tech N9ne was just easier listen. Like, in all honesty, they're damn near tied for me. But, like I said, Kendrick Lamar, I have to listen to beginning to end. Where Tech N9ne, if it's like on my iPod or I'm listening to it through my PS3, if any song pops up, I'm going to ride that out. But whenever I want to listen to Kendrick Lamar, it's like I got to start at one and I got to finish at the end. It's just how my ears work. You know what I'm saying?
What made you get Big Crit?
Look, there's nothing in hip-hop that hasn't been said or hasn't been done. You know what I'm saying? It's just how you, I guess, reinvent it for you. You know, what Big Crit raps about, UGK's rapped about. A lot of Down South artists have rapped about. You know, I know we had the debate about Instant Classic and this, that, you know. I'm not saying that is a classic, but I think that, you know.
It's a damn great album. Ain't no particular order, though. My top three is Elzai, Illmatic, Section 80, and third one is By Kill, Armor of God. That, have you listened to that album?
I have.
That joint is tight, man. Come on, you can't.
I'm not denying.
Okay, I'm about to say. He gave me what I wanted. This straight up, just rhyming bars and dope beats. I mean, what else?
Third?
That's one of your top three so far for 2011.
Why Elzai though?
Why you pick Elzai? Why is Elzai in your top three?
I mean, for one, he's like one of my top MCs and like almost ever, so he has to go in there. Plus, the way he reinvented Illmatic and made it his own was just crazy. And me personally, I love Illmatic. So for him, an MC that I really love today to recreate that album and make it sound like his own was just nuts. And you know, the bars, dude was spitting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you thought it was better than Armored God? You thought Elmatic was better? Really?
Yeah, I thought it was better than Armored God. I would rank it higher than Armored God.
I probably would have to penalize it because it is a remake over that, Armor of God. Just slightly, though. Just slightly.
I wouldn't even penalize it just on that. I penalize it on a whole lot of other shit. Armor of God was damn near a perfect fucking hip hop album.
It was
album.
Dope, yeah.
It was way better than Elmatic.
You want to say way better?
Way better.
Way better. How was it way better?
Because. From the bars that this man has, he outshined just about any other rapper I've heard this year on this album. I have not heard a man have bars like this in a long fucking time.
So what's your top three? Let me see your top three.
My top three albums for 2011 was, and this is not in any particular order, was Bach Hill's Armor of God. Atmosphere is Family Sign, and Cunning Linguist's Winterology. I don't know if I can put those in a 1, 2, 3. What? No.
Cunning Linguist, yeah.
That was good. Because that album was flawless. And there is not a single album, not just this year. Where's the flaws in that album? Tell me the flaws in that album. Please do. Because I didn't hear any.
You didn't hear any flaws?
None. There is not a single song where I was like, I don't like this. There's not a single line where I was like, that line's weak. There wasn't a single beat that I did not think was on point. I thought the album was flawless.
I love the production, but I think the production is what really drove the album a lot for me.
When I put the album on, I think everything is perfect. Like, the way they took that super dark production and then put Southern MCs over it, who are obviously Southern MCs. It was perfect. Like, nothing sounds like that. Who has done that in the past? Who has taken dark production and put Southern MC? I'm sure it has been done, maybe one or two songs here and there, but nothing sounds like this album. And nothing that they've done before that sounded like this album.
So Vakil?
Vakil's Armor of God, when I first put this on, I remember I can't remember if I was texting y'all if I was tweeting, but it was like every single song was quotables. Every song was quotables. By GPS Pussy, I'm gonna end up on your front doorstep. Like, goddamn. Like, every song had amazing quotables. And the production was on point. It was like, I had no issues with the album. I can listen to it front to back every day if I wanted to.
So you look for quotables when you're listening to an album?
To that kind of hip-hop, yes.
Okay.
When it comes to an album like Big Crits, I'm not gonna listen for quotables, because he's not that kind of
stuff. So what would you give Vail Manny? Like, what was you, when you, after you listened to Illmatic, what did you get out of that album?
I got plenty of quotables, and I got a solid, you know, dope hip-hop album. But
it's not in your top three.
No, it's not in my top three. No. I think that Vakil's, in my opinion, outshined that album. I think Winterology, to Ken's point, just based on production alone, that album outshined just about anything that's come out this year. And then, obviously, you know, I gotta let my backpacker miss out with Family Sign. You know, that was an obvious top three for me, because, I mean, you know, not many people can make a grown man rap album and have people really vibe to it. Like, you have Slug, he's not talking about anything braggadocious like he has before, and he's great at that. But for him to make an entire album that's just about real life situations, you know, being a single father, you know, domestic violence, and then just love songs, like cool ass love, funny love songs, and then, you know, breakup songs. He just did it perfectly with this album. So that's my top three. Debate if you motherfuckers can.
So how is Vakil is way better than Illmatic? Like, you hear One Love and you telling me Vakil is killing One Love?
I like it more.
I like it more.
I mean, I respect that. I just want to. I don't
like it more.
I don't disagree with you. You know, I respect your opinion saying that.
Because it's in your top three, right?
Right, but then, but for you to say it's way better.
I enjoyed it way better. What you want me to tell you?
If you don't say it's way better though.
It's way better than
I enjoyed it way better.
I'm not saying that you have to like it more.
Okay. I'm saying that I enjoyed it better.
This is Mike's top three.
This is my top three, goddammit.
I got you.
Five Kills album, like I said, I didn't, you know, I didn't hear any problems with it. It was damn near perfect. I know he got something to say. I can tell.
What? Nah, I don't. I'm cool.
I'm interested to see his three. I really am.
Little B. Because he has something to say about
everybody.
Yeah, I know.
So what the hell you
so
got?
Immediately, there will be no Little B in my top three. I'm almost going to kill that. I'm not going to start any shit. Kendrick Lamar, Section 80, is in my top three. I'm with B, with L's Eyes, Elmatic, in my top three.
This is a shocker.
I believe in Hope Wright is my third top album that I have heard this year.
Who?
Hope.
Who the fuck is Hope?
I don't know.
Hope
Wright, West Coast MC.
Hope Wright from out west. He's a West Coast MC. That album, to me, was... I played it a lot, man. And it had that West Coast sound. It was a little bit different than what I have heard from him in the past. And then even some of the lyrics were on point. The features were on point, man. That was a great album that I have heard this year. When I was going through my selection and just tried to find an album that if I was gonna rank them personally that I would love to listen to. You know, there were some great albums that I'm leaving out. Fat Kill, you know, that was great. You know, Cunnilingus was great. You know what I'm saying?
Casual
was great. But when I thought of my top three, could I have necessarily taken those albums and put them on and played them? Like, after a while, I believe in Hope Wright was one. I was like, yeah, if I had to pick three albums, those would be my three right now that I will listen to at any given moment. Elza was just, you know, I use this term magical because it was just something that he did to that album, to remake the album. And the reason why it's there is because, I mean, yeah, there maybe should be a penalty because it was a remake, but not necessarily because of the way he did it. He changed the music. He used the live band, the concept of him doing what he did and personalizing it to Detroit. I mean, that's another album that I just played over and over and over and over again. In addition to Section 80. Ranking, I mean, I think I just did Section 81, Elzai 2, Hope Bright 3.
Damn, top three for so far this year? I mean, it was a solid effort.
Yeah,
it was
a
over Wonderology. Because you kept making faces when I said that shit was flawless. So Hope Wright is flawless? Whoever the fuck this person is.
Touche.
With no offense to Hope Wright, because I'm sure he's great. I've just never
I would probably say that, man. I think I could sometimes tune the MCs out. I think the production was just a little bit more overpowering than the MCs themselves.
I can agree with that.
Hope Wright does have a nice sound to it. You can play it.
See, I don't tune the MCs out on Wonderology at all because they stand out so much, because they don't make sense on that production. Mm. Southern MCs do not make sense on dark ass grimy.
You would have never thought they would do that.
So that's why it's impossible to tune them out. But you listen for music first anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Which is fine. But anyway, okay, so Hope Wright. I'll have to go home and look this guy up. And if he's terrible.
We know you're going to put this on,
and it's not a fucking plus, because you're putting it over Wonderology and Bach Hill. If this motherfucker's not A+, we're going to have to go off.
So, Ken, what's your biggest disappointment?
2011.
Letdowns, disappointments.
Is it too early to put Watch the Throne?
No, it's not.
And there you have it.
Why?
It sucks.
I wouldn't go that far. But why? Because I wanted more. I wanted more from them as two MCs. I wanted a lyrical fight at times. You didn't have to give me that all the time.
Yeah.
Because I know you are entertainers at the end of the day. So I know you have to make songs like Otis and songs like Ham, which honestly I did think they released as a single first and nobody liked it, so they changed it to a bonus. Yeah. So I'm not gonna give them a pass on that, even though Ham was cool. But I just wanted more. I could take Ham, I could take Otis. I don't like Liftoff, but I understand what you're doing with it. Give me Murder to Excellence a little bit. Give me New Day. Give me something a little bit more from two MCs, man. And they just didn't.
That shit, man.
They just didn't do it. Why the Throne is it? B.
That was your only disappointment?
That was so far. Yeah. I have to go through the hypothesis and see what else.
Man. He's mad, though.
No. I'm not mad. I'm in complete agreement.
Then what you all this for? Because I feel exactly the same way. Like him,
What was your biggest disappointment?
It was Watch the Throne. It has to be because, like I said in the review, I like five tracks. And I love Kanye and I love Jay. And I didn't have expectations going in, but now that I've listened to it, it's disappointing because it's only five tracks that I deem good. I don't know what everybody else deems, but I only deem 5 out of 12 good. That should not happen when we called Kanye a living legend, didn't we?
I don't know if we ever came to a conclusion, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Even you said it.
You said it.
I can't remember. I'm saying.
We called Kanye a fucking living legend, and Jay-Z is regarded as a legend by many people. To come out with that, it could have been done way better because them two together have done great work previously. It's not like it's their first hoorah. So to me, it was a letdown. Not saying that the album was trash, as C-Town would probably say. I don't think the album was trash.
I don't say trash on camera, remember.
Okay, he doesn't like it.
Batman, so you can try to get me fucked up in the comments.
But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is just, it could have been so much more. And that's why it was a letdown. Because it should have been so much more. It should have been on par with Blueprint. It should have been on par with every other great thing that they've done together. And it wasn't. And that's a fucking letdown.
You got one, B. Goblin was another one. But even though I liked that one, that disappointed me because my expectation was so high. Okay. But that was one. And Jay Electronica.
Not dropping. You were fucking stupid.
Oh, God. But you know what?
This album is disappointing.
It's time. It's time for Jay Electronica.
Because he signed with Rock Nation last year.
Yeah.
What do you got, B? Disappointing.
Letdowns, I would say, and I enjoyed this album too, was a Random X, just like to what Ken said. I think I was expecting so much more from, you know, Sean Price, Black Milk Productions, and Guilty Simpson. I think I would, even though I still enjoyed it, it was a good album, but I was expecting so much more. So
you expected that to be in your top three?
Yeah, I remember when I first heard that they was going to get together, I'm like, oh, this shit might be like one of the top joints for 2011,
A lot of people say it is.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I'm just saying that Random X is better than Watch the Throne.
Yeah,
and actually, you know what? And bringing that up, I will agree. As much as I was slightly let down by Random X, I definitely think Random X is better than Watch the Throne.
I'm searching for it, but I think I have to agree with you. Like,
you searching for it?
I can only back 5 songs off of Watch the Throne. That
Rob about to slap you again, people.
they put it together well. They were a little bit more consistent, a little bit more coherent.
It was chemistry.
But I'm just going back to what you were saying earlier about Hope Wright. Like, I mean, I would put that on before I put Random X on because I just feel like I could just pop that in any time.
I'll put Random X on all day long.
We're not talking about that.
What do you mean? You put Random X on first?
No, I said I put Watch the Throne on because it's more listenable to me. That's what I mean, but I'm not saying that it's just better than Random X.
I'm just saying
the same way you were saying about Hope Wright is how I feel like about Watch the Throne and Random X. Like I'm not gonna put Random X on before I put Watch the Throne on.
So B,
I'm gonna enjoy Watch the Throne before I
was on. What about Under God?
That was my surprising album of the year.
I knew what the hell.
Surprising fact that I was gonna give.
Shit, y'all better fuck up.
Fuck that damn.
Murder coming here with that ass.
They kick you in the penis.
Come on, y'all had good things to say about a Lyrical Law, so nobody y'all.
That was not in my top three.
Nah,
no.
No.
You can have a good solid album, but That don't necessarily to make you a makeup. Like, a top three and then a personal top three.
So was there a letdown or anything?
No. Because it's exactly what you expect from Cannabis. It sounds like all of his last albums. Well, not all of them.
What do you have?
So Cannabis can make a good album and he won't make a top three.
He'd have to make a stellar, amazing album to make a top three. When Rip the Jacker came out, if you had asked me that year, I would have said yes. Because Rip the Jacker didn't sound like his other albums. Lyrical Law just sounds like all his other shit.
So that's what he has going against him.
Kind of, yeah. It's kind of a hindrance because Cannabis doesn't ever step out of the box. Mm. He stays inside the box and just fills the box extremely well. It took me a minute to really think about my disappointments. And again, the part that sucks about my disappointments is because I'm such a nerd. Like, you know, the disappointment I have, you guys probably haven't heard, but for all you geeky hip-hop fans, Vast Air's recent release was a complete and utter disappointment for me. I don't know if y'all remember the Cannibal Ox album that came out years ago.
Yeah.
That was one of the best albums to ever come from Def Jux. Vast Air decides he's going to release an album called Ox 2010, which is funny because it didn't come out in 2011, so that's kind of a fail. But anyway, Cannibal Ox was Vast Air and Vortal Megala, and fuck, man. Vortal's only on one track on this album, so for you to even call it Ox 2010 makes no fucking sense. Then I was hoping that Vast Air was going to go back to his old style of these really clever, poetic lines, and he didn't do that. Instead, he stuck with his more recent style of these bars that are just completely fucking terrible. Like, Vast Air has a great voice for rap. He doesn't have very good lyrics for rap, and that was the biggest disappointment for me. Because when I put the album on, I'm just like, this sounds like the last 5 years of Vast Air, which is not good. The dude, I mean, I'm sorry, he's probably a nice guy in person, but man, let's be real, the dude cannot fucking rap. He can't rap. When he was doing Cannibal Ox, his lines were amazing.
Yeah, I wish I would have listened.
Pigeon, amazing. You know, the F word, amazing. You know, Battle for Asgard, amazing. But when you put this on, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to Vast Air, but that was a big disappointment. Another slight disappointment for me was the Heavy Metal Kings album, which was Ill Bill and Vinny Paz, which I love both of these guys. I've loved them for years. I've loved everything, almost everything that each guy's done. But when they got together and they made a collaborative album,
it didn't work.
It didn't work, especially coming from, you know, the track Heavy Metal Kings from the Jedi Mind Tricks album, Servants in Heaven, or whatever. I can't remember the name of it now. Something like Servants in Heaven, Something in Hell. I can't remember because I didn't really care that album that much. But that one track from that album outshined everything else on that entire album. So I was expecting that caliber of Ill Bill, Vinny Paz, and I didn't get that. Instead, I got songs that really just weren't memorable.
But Lasers is real interesting. You know, like, I'm gonna go back to the review, exactly what I said. The lyrics did not disappoint me. Everything that Lupe was saying on the album, I liked. But musically, holy, what the fuck? It's like a techno album.
I don't think that album was all that bad. Because I'm not a Lupe rider like that. I like him okay. I don't think he's amazing. I don't think he's the best.
So you thought it was nothing stellar from the Food and Liquor and
Rhyming Apes mixtapes?
I didn't think it was that. It's a mixtape, man. It's not an album.
No, I'm talking about
we're talking about mixtapes too, right?
Yeah, no. But like, he's saying that thing, the mixtape killed that. It was a different sound. You know, him doing stuff over other people's production versus him doing an album that is supposed to bring in sales, it's two different monsters. Same thing with Royce. So with this album, I think he was just going for what's popular, what's going to get me listeners, what's going to get me on the radio. And he did it. It's just that when his real fan, or I'm sorry, I want to say real fans, his core fans started bitching, he tried to pull a bitch move talking about, oh, that's what they made me do. Bull fucking shit, you fucking liar.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't believe that, man. Because my thing is, if the record label, you think that the record label said, I want you to do a bunch of techno songs.
Yep.
I don't buy it.
Oh, let me think about it.
Because you only got 10 minutes left.
You're part of the crew too, man.
Nigga, just say something in Florida, nigga.
Say something in Florida. right, this is really quick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have time to
No particular like, order, just three.
No particular order. I ain't have time to think about it, but everybody wants me to say at least three. I would say Kendrick Lamar, because I immediately liked that when I heard it. But I will say that's what I'm listening to right now. So that is an enjoyable listen. I'm not going to put it at three.
I'm going to put it at four.
I might put it at four. All right, so anyway, we'll pass that. I like Goblin. I like Goblin.
Goblin be another one?
I like Goblin. Okay. I mean, like I said, I can see, like, for me not to like horrorcore rap, this guy got me liking that shit. So for me to like it and enjoy it, I'm like, okay, that moved me.
This shit, yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I would say Goblin, because I normally wouldn't even like that type of music. But being that I listened to it and was able to get with it and listen to it on a lot of, you know, a lot of times, like, I would put Goblin up there.
Got one more.
I like Casual. I was loving Casual. Cause that was new. I mean, I never was up on Casual like that. So when I heard it really blew me away. I felt like I was out of pitch. Huh?
Ain't nobody gonna get on you.
I ain't worried. I mean, no, you know, if anybody's worried about me, I said I like it. I can't put it in my number three right now. I enjoy listening to it. I'm a little different from anybody else, man. I enjoy listening to Watch the Throne, man.
So what's three?
Three. What I say? Kendrick, Goblin.
Kendrick, Goblin.
And
fuck, man, any albums that we reviewed that you listened to, it was like, okay, that was time.
I mean, you only got two.
One more. I was impressed with Bad Meets Evil, but I want to put it in my three. That's cool, man. That's two, man. Like I said, I haven't
watched the Thrones.
That's two, man.